Welcome to the Happiness Drive Success podcast, brought to you by Motivate Coaching, the multidiscipline practice for extraordinary people. Here, we discuss finding your happiness and how you can use it to drive your success. Please welcome your host, co-founder, CEO, and master of discovering happiness, Stuart Isham Fairbairns. Hello and good day, my wonderful friends. How are we today? It's a beautiful day here in Africa. Once again, it's raining. It's very slippy. If you hear a loud squelching noise, that might be me going down face first. We're out on a hike this morning, as usual, with Harlow. He's loving the water everywhere, splashing in the puddles. Typical golden retriever. And I wanted to share a quick thought with you that I've just had. Now, we've talked about limiting beliefs a number of times and covered those topics. It's a great meaty topic and very relevant to us all. So this one, however, is within that kind of topic, but a bit beyond. You'll see what I mean as I continue. Is there a place in your life where you have felt as though you could potentially try doing something different to the norm and receive different results? Now, that's a closed question, so we're getting a yes or a no there. I imagine some of you might have a little, if you think about it for a minute, maybe there was a little quiet voice that came up at you and said, like, well, maybe. Chances are, that little voice, you may have confidently said, yes, absolutely. There's multiple times where that's been the case, that, you know, I've questioned the rules around something, or what is the common norm, or what's the structure to approaching something. And you may well say, no, that's, you know, I'm quite happy with how things have been and to follow the structures, or have been to date, and, you know, it makes sense to me. Or there might be that little voice that pops up in you. Wherever you are on that spectrum, what is interesting is that we as humans like to put things in boxes, don't we? We like them to be a certain shape, so they're tangible, so we can kind of, we know what, where they start and they stop. You know, it's it reduces the anxiety of something being unfathomable, because that's when we get a bit sort of wobbly on our feet, don't we? So we like to make things small and bite-sized and manageable. So we put things in boxes, and that's fine. That's just something that we do, and it's a natural human tendency. What we can end up doing, however, is limiting ourselves. And this is where limiting beliefs come in. This is where all sorts of constructs that we build within our lives then start to, we kind of build a walls out of these blocks that we put together, and they can actually become barriers. We can protect ourselves from what we believe is unsafe, or potentially get results that are not favorable to us. So we don't go that way. We don't try it. Or we don't even build the boxes. Other people have built the boxes. And from the past, we're told that, you know, don't do this. But you can't jump out of an aeroplane without a parachute. You know, that's, you know, okay, fair enough. I would also sort of turn around at that wall. That's a fair enough point. Let's not be doing that. However, if you look at so many situations in life, and when you look, when someone pushed the envelope, when someone broke the barrier, when someone went beyond and completely changed the way something was done. Now, you can look at, let's look at, for example, Formula One. You don't need to be into Formula One racing in order to get this point. Michael Schumacher won for how many years? Was it seven years in a row was his streak? Then you look at Lewis Hamilton now, who has now met that streak. But at the time when Schumacher was racing, it was just revolutionary. He was this sort of deity of Formula One racing. And then now you've got a young man, Lewis Hamilton from the UK, who has met that match, and it looks like he could continue it. If you look at the history of human civilization, we're consistently breaking the boundaries. You look at the Guinness Book of Records books, and you can look at the one year to the next, someone's always taking it that little bit further. There's another great example of the chap doing high jumps, or people doing high jumps. And there was one chap whose his coach didn't impose upon him the restrictions of how to do the jump. Now, the traditional jump way to jump over the high jump was to do the scissor kick. So you run up and you do the scissor kick and over you go. But he had this inclination or this feeling he wanted to go head first with his face heading up, facing up. So he would go head first and bend over backwards over the pole. And lo and behold, through this practice, he ended up winning. And that's now adopted as the common way, the practice of how to get the best results from a high jump. Now, had he not questioned the rules and had he not been facilitated that opportunity by his coach, because again, when it comes to questioning the rules around something, the shape of it, it's scary, hey? It takes some courage because you're going to have to do what people are saying not to do. And that's always scary, isn't it? Now you're looking at that chasm of opportunity and you're really saying to yourself, I'm going to make this a courageous, positive opportunity as opposed to an anxiety-ridden, fearful moment. So having someone say to you, there are no limits, you can go for this. You keep your mind open. That chasm becomes less scary because someone's standing there with you, effectively holding your hand, saying, cool, let's walk this together. So it allowed this chap to think beyond the box, to open the envelope and think outside of the box. And as such, he tried different techniques and found that actually the one that he had this inclination towards worked out to be much more effective than the previously accepted. So, what I want you to do is have a look in your life. Have you ever had, going so back to the original question of, have you ever questioned structures? You might have a bit more clarity on exactly what I was meaning now. Where have you had that thought? Have a think about it. What was going on in that situation that you had the thought that I could do this a different way and potentially get a better result? It's not that you need to try this and absolutely get it right. And again, this is often something within our society, is that we're not allowed to fail. So we don't try because it's too scary, because some people might point and laugh, or you get embarrassed, or it might destroy your reputation, or this is just simply not true. Obviously, it depends how you do it. But much like the high jumper, he would have been practicing. And practicing and trying things. And that's the best way to do it. Much like Michael Schumacher, he just practiced different things that other people were not doing. There's no way that Michael Schumacher or Lewis Hamilton is doing exactly the same thing as every other driver, getting the results that they're getting. They're doing something different, right? That's the only way that you can get different results. And if you're continuing on in your life and you're trying the same thing and expecting different results, it's Einstein's favorite quote, Einstein's famous quote is, trying the same thing twice and expecting different results is the definition of madness. And yet we do it all the time. All of us do. So where in your life have you potentially seen an opportunity for you to try something differently to get better, more favorable, more impressive results? You don't need to run out the door and go and do it. Just have a think about it. But also just carry this around with you in the back of your mind. And should something come up, oh, that's interesting. Maybe note it down. Maybe if you're feeling really energized in the moment, give it a try. Whatever it is. It could be a way that you propose presentations to clients. It could be how you chat with your colleagues, your boss. It could be how you interact with friends when you're socializing. It could be playing a game with friends. It could be so many things. If you see a possibility of doing something slightly differently, be brave, be courageous, and give it a try. Building that courage can be quite daunting. So, much like the chap who had his high jump coach, is that you could get a coach, of course. You can get in touch with me and say, I'd like to try this out and explore it. Or chat to a friend, someone who's interested in the same thing. You might have a bowling club and you've got a specific bowling technique that you think might work. But you don't want to do it in front of everyone because it might be a bit crazy and a bit out there, and it might not work at all and be a total flop, and you're worried about being judged. So with that friend, schedule a time to come to the bowling alley, just the two of you. Give it a try. Two of you can have some fun trying it out. If it doesn't work, what's lost? You'll feel great for doing it because you believed in yourself, you pushed yourself, and that's incredible. And this is what so much of this podcast is about. It's about realizing who you are in the moment, the behaviors that you perform every day, and so many of them that we don't even realize that we're performing. It's about discovering ways to explore how you can look at how you behave in this world and how you treat yourself, how you treat others, and how to really open your eyes to living a life that is fulfilled, that you're aware of, that you live intentionally. And living intentionally doesn't mean you have to do lots of things that are uncomfortable, things that you don't necessarily love doing. That's not what it's about. It's about recognizing what you do and don't enjoy. When you look at how you perform actions in life, you start to understand the motivations behind those actions. And so frequently our motivations are not necessarily informed by what we want, but they're informed by our past experience. And the best possible way for us to get further forward in life, for ourselves and if we're leaders for our teams, is to not judge on past, but to look at potential. Same for you, same for anyone else. Can you imagine if you just spent every single day just thinking about what you could potentially do? What is possible physically, psychologically, emotionally? What is possible in this world that you could do? Of course, there's limitations. Of course, there's restrictions. Of course, there are things that will come up in your mind. Oh, but what about this? What about this? But just for a minute, go with this wonderful question, which I absolutely love. What if? What if you had enough money? What if you were at the right weight? What if you had the right fitness? What if? Because the chances are a lot of those what ifs are actually closer than you think. But our limiting beliefs and the thought processes that we have and the constructs and restrictions that we create around things are so strong and we believe in them so much, we think that they're a 10 meter thick concrete wall, when in actual fact they're a piece of rice paper that you could easily just move out of the way purely by deciding that you want to walk up to it and push its boundaries. Believe in yourselves, folks. So that's the podcast for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being here every time. You guys make me feel so energized. I love this time with you. And please do, if you'd like to chat through with me, coaching can be such a powerful way to really accelerate this kind of process for you. Whether it's me or it's another coach, whichever, I really highly recommend that you give it a try. It could be the thing that unlocks your life, and I'd be amazed if it doesn't. So guys, otherwise just spend your day thinking about times when you could push the boundaries. Call up that friend or go by yourself. Journal on it, think about it. Live your life fully. Have a top banana day, my friends, and we'll talk soon. Come and join us on the Facebook page. The group is called facebook.com/groups/joinyourhappyplace. Or in Facebook, just search for Join Your Happy Place. I'm inside there, lots of wonderful people chatting about lots of great ways to stay happy, to find motivation in your life, to stay positive, to stay pushing. And if you'd like to book a session with me, by all means, you can chat in that group. But equally, you can go to the website, which is motivate-coaching.com. And you'll see on the homepage there, there's a button to book a session. You'll go straight through immediately to my calendar and you can book a session just like that. All right, folks, have a top banana day.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're interested in learning more, go to the Motivate website at www.motivate-coaching.com. If you'd like to get in touch with Stuart directly, you can get him at Stuart, spelled S-T-U-A-R-T, at motivate-coaching.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and remember, your happiness drives your success. See you next time, folks.